My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our reflection this morning is on the theme, Lord's Fiat, which means show the light. We are Christians, and that very name is an indication that we believe in charity. We must imitate the charity and love of Christ. In the gospel of today, Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, the light of the world." These symbols, salt and light, indicate how Christians should behave. A man called Albert Einstein, a German mathematician and physicist, who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1921. It was this man that discovered photoelectric effect. He was quoted to have said, "Only a life lived in the service of others is worth living." And this is exactly what the first reading and the gospel of today request us to do, to be at the service of others. Christians should be at the service of others. The first reading of today is inviting us to share our bread with the hungry, to shelter the oppressed and the homeless, and to clothe the naked. These are some of the good works which Christians are known for. And in the gospel of today, Jesus gives an analogy with salt and light and gives his disciples a clear mental picture of how Christians should behave. We know that salt cannot be added to another salt to give test to it. Salt is added to food to make it delicious. Salt is at the service of other things. Likewise, light does not give light to itself. Light gives light to human beings and other beings. Light is at the service of other things. Likewise, Christians should be at the service of others. If Christians were to lose the qualities which they are known for, they will be no longer effective in the world. And this is exactly what Christ means in the gospel of today when he says, if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? A man called Nathan Schaeffer said, "Think about the questions you'll be asked at the close of your life here on earth. The questions would not be how much you have gathered, how much you have acquired, but how much have you given? It will not be how much you have won, but how much you have done. It will not be how much have you saved in your bank account, but how much have you sacrificed. It will be how much have you loved and served, and not how much were you honored." Before looking for a way to give, or before looking for a way to get, Look for a way to give. In the Gospels today, Jesus also said, a mountain built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. I discovered, I may be right or wrong, I discovered that sometimes Christians are ashamed of being identified as Christians in public. Some of us, Catholics, are ashamed of making the sign of the cross in public places. And sometimes we are ashamed of saying prayers before and after meal in public places. Let us remember that we are Christians. We are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. So let us be very careful what we do and what we say. Watch your thoughts before they become words. Watch your words before they become actions. Watch your actions before they become habits. Watch your habits before they become your character. And watch your character before it becomes your destiny. Lost fiat, show the light.